clothes.
Get dressed.
Or here, your clothes. Here.
Here are your clothes.
Okay. Would you ever say, here's your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
I've said it up here.
All right.
Here's your clothes.
The piece of cloth that a woman will put around or over her clothes when she's cooking to keep from getting grease spattered on her, she would wear her
apron.
All right. If you're writing a letter, you might use a pencil or you might use a
pen.
And if you have a torn place in your clothes and you don't have time to sew it right then, you might fasten it together with a safety
pin.
If you go outside on a day that it's very, very chilly, you might put on a sweater, or if it's a little colder, you might put on a
coat.
A man would have a coat on. If he had a three-piece suit, he would have a coat, and then under the coat, he might have his
vest.
Right. Then the lower part of his three-piece suit would be his
trousers.
All right. Are trousers and pants the same thing?
Yes.
Would one be a little more formal to say than another?
I would know.
Okay.
Trousers, pants.
Okay. What about jeans? Are they different from trousers or pants?
Well, the jeans is they're blue. That's what jeans originally started from, blue jeans. The material, I think it is jean material, denim is.
What about some work things, men that wear, particularly farmers will wear, that come around and they have a bib in the front?
Overalls.
Now, I did describe those. Those are made out of denim.
Right.
And have the bib up in the front.
That's right.
Right. Did you bring my coat to me? Yes, I have your coat. I have
brought your coat.
I tried on his coat and it fit just fine.
It fit.
If a man's about to get married and his clothes just really look terrible, his mother might say to him, you can't wear that to get married. You better go downtown and get yourself a
new suit.
If you've been walking in the woods and said you picked up some walnuts and put them in your pocket, you come back, your pocket's all sticking out and lumpy. You'd say, look at your pocket.
It's buzzed.
I bought a cheap shirt and when I washed it, it
shrunk.
Right. Every time I buy a cheap shirt, it has
shrinks.
It has
shrunken.
Do you ever hear anybody say you draw it up?
You draw it up, yes, I've heard that. Or it drew up, if that's would be correct.
Same thing. Yeah.
Draw it up, drew it.
Shrunken.
Not sure. So.
When you go shopping, you might carry your coins in a
coin purse.
Around your wrist, you might wear a watch or you might wear a
bracelet.
A man may wear a belt to hold up his pants or he may wear
suspenders.
Do you ever remember calling them galluses?
Galluses. Oh, yes, that's what they were called back when I was a kid. They called galluses.
Do you ever hear them refer to the part of overalls that come above the shoulders as galluses on the overalls?
No.
If it's raining outside, you might wear a raincoat, or you might just carry an
umbrella.
When a woman makes her bed in the morning, she pulls up the sheets and the blankets, and over it all, she puts something to make the bed look pretty. She puts a
bedspread.
Right. When you sleep at night, you put your head on a
pillow.
There is a cover that you use on a bed that the women used to make by hand.
Our counter thing.
All right, now what does it look like?
Well, it was, some of them were made from quilt scraps, you know, we call them coverlets. And
was it pieced like a quilt?
Yeah, it would be pieced like a quilt. Mm-hmm.
I said, what then was the difference in it and a quilt?
Well, it was thin, it didn't have, they wouldn't put cotton in it, they'd just put a solid back on it and they would maybe tack it or something. It wouldn't have a bedding in it.
Oh, it would not have bedding. Is it the same thing as a comfort or a comforter?
No, a comforter is it has some kind of filling in it.
It has filling in it. Now, do they call it a comfort or a
they called them. It could either be called either comfort or comfort, I guess. It seems like I've heard it used both ways.
When they talked about quilts, were quilts sewn or tied?
Well, they were sewn. They were quilted.
They were quilted, which means?
And used quilting frames. Stitched in different shapes, you know. Shells, and they were squares.
They were made with different pieces of cloth. Very colorful.